Will you please stand? All right. Witness stand, he is here. Very good. Now, brothers and sisters, as you saw on the film, the work, the wonderful work that Imam Wallace D. Muhammad of the World Community of Islam is doing in the prisons. So I would like at this time to announce to you and across the country that there are 14 prisons that are hooked up to hear the Survival Day address by telephone hookup. Allahu Akbar. There are three brothers in our audience this afternoon who were on furlough they were granted permission to come to Chicago for Survival Day, and they are here in the mosque audience. They are Brother Bilal Abdullah Bashir. Will you please stand? Terre Haute, Indiana, Federal. Rahman Sharif, Lexington, Kentucky, Federal Penitentiary. Brother Yaqub Allah, Pontiac, Illinois, in the state. Very happy to have them. Now we shall go down the list as hurriedly as we possibly can. Mr. Alvin Cash, Miss Charlene Bella, Dr. A. Habel, physician, counselor, and Mrs. William Jones of Liberia, Spencer Leakes, funeral director, Leakes Funeral Home, had to leave. Now, brothers and sisters, in order to expedite time, hold your applause until after we've finished the list, please. Miss Meloria A. Garner, special education teacher. Miss Maxine McNeil, teacher. Dr. Abdullah H. L. Mahari, physician. Dr. Irfan Obaid, physician. Dr. Muhammad Sharif Nas, radiologist. Mr. Oscar Williams, banker. Mr. Vernon B. Williams, urban consultant, retired vice president, Illinois Bell Telephone. Mrs. Barbara Range, director of nursing, Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Rosie Swilly, assistant vice president, banker. Mr. John Durnham, executive in S&L business. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that completes our list. Let us give all of our distinguished guests a good round of applause. Again, we want to thank you for coming. And now, brothers and sisters, the moment has arrived that we all have come here this afternoon to witness. The one whom Almighty God has given the mission to revive Islam. And it is my pleasure at this time, without any further delay, Again, it is an honor and a pleasure to bring before you Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, spiritual head of the World Community of Islam in the West. Brothers and sisters, Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All of you, we greet you with the greetings of all the prophets, the greetings of God's peace. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except God. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave servant and his messenger. Dear beloved people, I feel very victorious today. Many things that we hope for and prayed for, today we are seeing those things before our eyes. Very happy that some of our brothers from the prison community could come out here with us today. We thank the prison authorities for permitting them to be present with us. We have a tremendous propagation work going on behind prison walls. Many of the institutions have Jumu'ah prayers regularly. They conduct regular Jumu'ah prayers, and some of them have large attendance, as large as the average mosque community on the outside. And most of you who have been with us for some years, you know that many of our mosques that are established now were established by brothers who were converted to Islam from prison life and who came out and got busy and called their brothers and sisters to Islam and immediately set up a mosque so that they would have a place to worship. The film that you saw, I witnessed it too, and behind closed doors there, and I'm telling you, I don't usually enjoy watching any performance or any activities that focus on me, but I'm telling you, I got so tired and so hung up in that movie, so I can't wait to see it again. I want to see it again. I told the secretary, correspondent secretary Jagger, I said, seeing that I'm looking at somebody else, I said, that man's talking there, he must be somebody else. Because I'm enjoying watching him and listening to him. All praise due to Allah. Very proud of our community. We have really been blessed to do miracles just in 2 years' time. In 2 years, we have performed miracles by the help of Almighty God, and we don't intend to stop. We're going to keep working as if we hadn't done anything. Yeah. And Allah is with us, We are going to be more successful in the years to come than we have been in the years behind us. Now, I really don't have the spirit to really preach or talk to you a long time, so I'm going to make it short, and I hope it will be sweet and short. I'm going to make it short. I promise to talk on black and white, so I'll keep the promise. But we'll just go right to the point, make them, and go to leave this mosque and go to centers where we'll meet, and homes where we'll meet and socialize. This would be really a happy occasion for us, you know. Because, actually, to me, it's the biggest holiday for the community. Because we have traditionally celebrated February 26th to respect the coming and the works of the coming to America, Master Prophet Muhammad, and his great work in America, and the works of Aum Elijah Muhammad. So we still have this conventional, annual convention, and we have decided to, among ourselves, I suggested it, and the staff said, well, we were wondering when that was going to come. So I suggested something that they had been anticipating a long time. So I suggested that the Savior's Day be named Survival Day. And someone asked me, Brother Imam, why did you change the name from Savior's Day to Survival Day? I said, sister, haven't you realized yet that you're saved? So we're getting busy now, rolling up our sleeves. We're going to make sure we survive. That's a big job. Believe me, that's a big job. That's an everyday job. You know, I've talked to real racist people. And I think they talked to me because they thought I was just as real as they were. In those days, you know, we had a reputation. And I met real hard to the core racists. And we have discussed the race problem. And I was very curious to know if people really believed the things that I heard they believed in. So I would ask them, once I felt safe, it was safe, just what they thought the real difference was or is between black and white, you know. And I got different answers. I learned from Aum Elijah Muhammad, you know, the technique of making people relax and be themselves. So I got a lot of interesting, theories from different races that I talked to. And believe it or not, I talked to a black racist once who identified himself as a white man. Now, he was as black as anybody in this mosque right now. He had straight hair, slightly sharp features, but his lips were heavier as mine or heavier. But he had slightly sharp features, and he just kept referring to himself as a Caucasian, you know, as non-black, a member of the Caucasian people. So I kept listening, and wondering how can I shock this man back into his senses. So I said, look, I said, how come they call me black and you not black? So he looked and looked like he said, where are you coming from now, you know? He was silent. His face had changed. So I told him, I said, if black is black, I said, then you're black and I'm brown. So he didn't like that at all. He said, my blackness came from sun. He said, your blackness is your blackness. You never were any color, other color. So your blackness is your own blackness. He said, I'm not really black. He said, the sun. So I told him, I said, you look black. So he said, do you know? Now look now, he told me my black was my blackness, but his blackness came from the sun. He said, do you know the god Rama? You ever heard of the god Rama? I said, no. He said, the god Rama cursed the black people, your forefathers. I said, he did? He said, yes. I said, that must be the story, the interpretation of Ham's story I've heard.